Beautiful, beautiful, Michael. That was, Michael, that was excellent, excellent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to PCC, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ. We're living out the Father's love, and we're transforming community by the Holy Spirit. I am glad you're here. Today is September 8th, 2024, which is insane. It's about next week, it's Christmas. No, I'm just kidding. The first... It's been a week. I don't know about you, but that Labor Day thing, I had to do 8 days of work in 4 days. I don't know what happened. Something really happened. So there's a little bit of oversight in the bulletin. We're not going to sing softly and tenderly before and after our message this morning. We are actually, after the Gloria Patri, there'll be new members joining. We have five beautiful, young, new family members joining our church, and it's only fitting because we're in this sermon series, Welcome Home, and today we're going to be talking about this is a place to belong. This is a house to belong in, and I'll get to that when I'm preaching, but here's a spoiler alert. Who do you belong to? Starts with a G, ends with an odd, right? We got other announcements. Daytimers. I have my covenant group starting back up, and the guys voted, nope, we're not going to meet without you, Jay, which was really flattering. It was really nice. They don't want to study with the Bible without me and keep cruising along. So there's no daytimers this week. The women's Bible study is starting back up this Thursday, correct? And you're covering one of the Gospels. I think it's Matthew.
Matthew,
excellent. The story collector. A couple people on Facebook said, hey, when is that meeting? What's the resources? So look, keep your eye out for a couple new friends. Anything else that's in here? We got blood pressure check right after the service in the fellowship hall. I think Giuliano will be around. Saturday night, we keep getting some new people. Do you remember Erica? She started coming last week, and then she brought a friend this week. And there's a woman named Jerry, and then we had a guy coming with a scooter off the street, a guy named Arthur. So I don't know. It's just God's doing something. He's got some plans. We got Karen and Kathy. We got Karen from the East Coast, Kathy from right down the road. Everybody stand up and greet each other in the name of the Lord. If you could remain standing or stand back up if you've already sat down, I'm going to call us to worship. I'm actually going to be preaching on one of these verses that I'm going to reuse as our call to worship. I'm going to read the first three verses of Psalm 100 as our call to worship. And once again, I will be I'll be reading from the King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and we are the sheep of his pasture. Let's join as one voice and sing Rock of Ages.
Thank you.
stand and join us.
Either way, standing, sitting, let's worship.
Yeah.
But you got to get the Raiders fans ready. Sorry, Raiders are going to win. Just. I only can say that because. Yeah.
Shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Here we go.
This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my place. I sing for all that you've done for me.
From the chaos back into order, who makes the orphan a son and daughter?
The King of glory, the King of glory,
who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance.
The King of glory, the King above all kings.
So let's sing it out.
This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. Then you would take my place. Then you would bear my cross. Sing for all that you've done for me.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing.
I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkest night,
in darkest night,
you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend.
Of the goodness of God. Oh, your goodness is running. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Sing it out. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. One more time, your goodness. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me.
With my life.
With my life held down, I surrender now.
I give you.
Give you everything.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after. All my life, you've been faithful. And all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing. One more time, of the goodness of God. Last time, I will sing of the goodness of God. So we give thanks with a grateful heart, and we give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Good morning. My name is Marcia, for those of you who don't know, and some of you have heard my story, and I'll just do a little introduction for those who haven't. But over 37 years ago, PCC commissioned me as a missionary with Wycliffe Bible Translators. And for 27 of those years, I served in Africa. They sent me over there and left me. But anyway, it was a great 27 years, but now I'm home. I'm still with Wycliffe, and I work from home in member care, talking to missionaries all over the world with Wycliffe, making sure they're doing okay, hearing them, listening to them, and so I continue to work with them. I would like to share this morning with you just a small corner of how God is making an impossible vision reality. Over the last few years, the face of Bible translation has changed considerably. It's hardly not even the same as when I first stepped into Wycliffe. But the change, it changed in ways that only God could have orchestrated this. Let me take you back, though, to 1999. I was serving in Tanzania at the time, and our Africa area director was an important... He made the decision and talked Wycliffe USA into considering a new vision for Wycliffe. And that new vision was to have a translation program in progress in every language still needing it by the year 2025. They estimated that with the ways that we were doing it back in 1999, it would be 150 years before we started translating the last language that needed it. And the Wycliffe leaders decided that that was simply unacceptable. So when the announcement came, we were shocked. We had 26 years to reach that goal. Our thoughts were impossible. Our eyes were wide, and we wondered if our dear friend John, who played volleyball with this and was a part of us, but he was a leader who led this new vision, had actually lost his mind. There was buzz around dinner tables. There were discussions in offices during the morning chai break. People were talking and buzzing all around. What were our leaders thinking? But we were told, and we came to believe, that this wasn't going to be possible without God doing something incredible. Today, God has done the incredible. He is raising up not big churches in the U.S., big churches in Great Britain, but local churches to take the lead in Bible translation for their own communities, accelerating the pace like never before. I could go into statistics, but I won't bore you. The question is, will we achieve Vision 2025 by the end of next year? Honestly, we don't know. But this reminds me of a true story that I have told in this church, but it continues to bless me, of four men sitting around a table doing Bible translation. Three of them were local translators that had been trained to do translation, and one was a translation advisor who was there to make sure the translation was accurate. So they were working together, and one of the local men, they were reading back the verses that they had just finished drafting, a first draft, when suddenly the local men sitting at the table, one man stopped reading, and the three men bowed their heads, put their hands over their faces, and started crying. Now imagine yourself sitting at this table and going, what's happening here? After a time, they lifted their heads and they had explained they had never understood these verses about God's love before. It only became clear when they heard it in their own language. Imagine that. Wycliffe is continuing to pursue a day when every person is able to encounter Jesus personally through the scriptures. Scriptures they understand. How can we here at PCC be a part of this? You are a part of this because for the last 37 years, you have supported me, allowing me to live over in Africa for 27 of those years and continue to live here now in Orange County, and God has blessed me. But we also can pray. We can pray. We can pray that God would continue to do this work in his time. Thank you.
Marcia, thank you so much for that good word. I was reminded of the scripture in Matthew where Jesus says, with this things are impossible, but with God all things are possible, right? So 2025, we'll look forward to your next testimony report to that. In Acts chapter 3, Peter says to the people of God, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. So please join me in the confession prayer printed in the bulletin, and you'll also find it on the screen. O Lord, our God, you call us to work for a world where all will be fed and have dignity. But we find ourselves distracted by our own desires. You call us to seek justice and peace, but we are satisfied with injustice and discord. You call us to bring liberty to the oppressed, but we do not insist on freedom for all. Oh Lord, turn us to your will by the power of your Spirit, so that all may know your justice and peace through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Amen. People of God, his word is true. Receive this promise of forgiveness and be refreshed in your faith so that you can be strengthened to do his will. Let us stand as we praise the Lord together.
And as you're doing so, would the new members come on up? I'll introduce them as they come forward, and I'll actually just say a couple words. A buddy of mine once said, you become a new member when you realize, you become a member of a church. The day that you become a member of a church is the day that you realize church isn't just for what you get out of it. It's a place where you are pouring into, and all of these people right here are already members of this local outpost. They just dove in and served all those around them. I'll introduce you. I'll go this way. How about that? That's Michael right there, Bukowski, and then there's Susan, his pal, Paskowski. Paskowski. Everybody say it with me. Paskowski. That'll help me. Every single time you see me, just say Paskowski, and I'll be like, what? If you see me in Trader Joe's, it'll really trip me out. And Susan's the only one she's going to be transferring via, she's a member of, is it New Hope Presbyterian Church up in Kent, Washington? Excellent. Is everybody okay with me saying Kent? Okay. Here's Linda Girardi, here's Daryl Bailey, and here's Klaus Van Dorn. And do you guys have these little forms? If you don't, I'll give them to you. And I'm going to get straight to it. And Susan, you don't even have to answer these because you're just going to get a letter, but I would love you to answer them anyway, just because I think it's a good idea, right? It's always a good idea to profess your faith in Jesus the Christ. First question, trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? Please say, I do. I'll ask you, who is your Lord and Savior? And you will respond with, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love? Please say, I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
Will you be a faithful member of this congregation, this church family, share in its worship and mission through our through your prayers and gifts, your study and service, and so fulfill your calling to be a disciple of Jesus the Christ? Please say, I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
And then this is my favorite part. I say it every time. This is where we as a congregation, we as the church family, PCC, a place where we walk through these doors and we instantly belong to. Will you, PCC, promise, commit to these folk that when the time gets rough, you'll invite them and have coffee with them. When they go through the valleys, you'll provide food, provide love, provide a listening ear. Will you do all that you can to serve these fine folk to make them closer to Christ? Please say, we will.
We will.
That was really loud. And I'm really proud of that fact. Would you allow me to pray over y'all? God, I just thank you so much for these new family members. I pray that you would, by your Spirit, move and breathe within PCC. Help us to see, as a church family, these new members not as things, not as resources. Help us to love them. Help us to love people and use things. I pray that you would continue to equip, guide, and lead us as a congregation, these new folk included. We humble ourselves before you, Lord, knowing that you are worthy. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray these things, and all God's people said, will you please stand? And then I'm going to say one, two, three, and then you're going to say, welcome to the family, okay? One, two, three.
Welcome to the family.
Let's serenade them with the Apostles' Creed.
Okay.
And you guys can turn and read the screen too. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Can we give our new members a round of applause? Welcome to the family. Okay, you're going to treat this like a wedding, huh? You may kiss your bride. Michael, glad you're here. And yeah, I guess we can have a little bit of an intermission and make sure they feel loved. What do you think of that? Is anybody okay with that? All right, nobody's moving. Okay, everybody wants to hear the sermon. Let's do this. We'll hug each other afterwards. And as we were reading the Apostles' Creed, as we were reciting that together as a family, I had the realization, Buzz is now with Jesus. Round of applause. He was the photographer of all the new members. Do you remember? He would always break out that digital camera. I think it was the first one ever made. And he would take a picture of all the new members. So would someone other than me, Steve just raised his hand before I even asked the question. Would you get a picture of all those folk and make sure, because next week we'll have a picture of them with a little bit of their stories in the orders of worship. We're going to turn pages and go to Scripture to learn about and bask in the truth that we belong here. I belong here, you belong here, we as a collective belong here. And this is all part of the sermon series, Welcome Home. And once again, I have three texts. First one, Psalm 100. I'm going to read verse 3. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And the second one I'm going to read from prophet Isaiah. I'm going to read chapter 40. Is that correct? 43. That's opened right there, even though I didn't have a bookmark. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And then James. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. This is the word of the Lord. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, preach through me. May my words be forgotten. May your words change us from the inside out. Be the voice of truth this morning, O God, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. I pray these things. All God's people said. First text, Psalm. You are known. You are known. And you are a creation of God's. Paul says we are God's craftsmanship. And the word there is poema. We are God's handiwork. Who in here has children? Who in here has been confronted with the truth that your child really doesn't know themselves? Right? Every parent should probably raise their hand again if they're honest. They don't see how beautiful they are. They don't see how smart they are. They don't understand that touching this will burn their fingers or doing this will hurt their legs. There's things that they can't see because they are them, right? The same way. God sees you as you truly are. What does that text say? For he made you. And then the psalmist paints this amazing picture. We belong to God, and we're in his pasture. We're his people. Then the Isaiah. My goodness, what a text. Right? Yes or no? Is that a good text or not? Okay, good. I love that response. You are mine. It says it straight from God. God's ears to your heart. May you believe it this morning like you've never heard it before. You are God's. He owns you. He protects you. He is the safe place. The only safe place. And he doesn't cast us out because of all of our mess ups. He doesn't cast us out. He doesn't see our screw ups. He doesn't see our shortcomings. He sees his creation and he says, I absolutely adore you. You are mine. He longs to hold us like a parent longs to hold their children. Who in here is a cat owner? I saw a meme the other day. You'll never know rejection until you own a cat. These cats are mine, but they won't let me hold them. That's so many of us. That is so many of us human beings. I'm too good to be picked up. I'm too good. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to do it myself. That's the dumbest thing you could hear from a cat and from a human being to God. Right? And it says in here, he knows your name. He knows your name. Think back to all those times when somebody remembered your name and it meant the world. I remember I just got ordained and made pastor of this place, and I'd had my first session meeting and had been beaten up by it. And then I went to the presbytery meeting, and I'm in the back, and I'm like, oh no, I'm signed up to this church that they don't want to be me to be the pastor of it. And I'm sitting in this narthex, and there's glass, and there's the presbytery meeting, and I'm late, and I'm sitting in the back, and there's no corner. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I got to sit through this meeting, and not even, they're pumping sound in, and I'm like, this is terrible. Dr. John J. Huffman walks in the back door. I was an intern for him. I swear he never knew my name. I worked there for 8 years. There's no way he knew my name. He knew my roommate's name because we worked there too. His name was Marlin, and he would always make a joke. Hey, Stingray. Hey, he would make a different fish name every time Marlin was around. But he would never say hi to me. He would never do anything. And so John walks right past me, and I'm like, man, this is terrible. He opens the glass door, and he's about to think, and I feel him look at me. He walks back over, and he puts his hand square in the back of my right there, in the middle of my back, and he goes, congratulations, Jason. That's just a shadow of how God of the universe, to him, you're mine. Doris, you're mine. Pat, you're mine. Dr. T, you're mine. Jane, you're mine. Jane, how are you? That's how personal God is. That's how loving God is. That's how big God is. That's how small God can be and make himself for us. James, what is this doing in there? What's this passage doing in there? Right? I'm talking about how we're known by God. He knows our name. This is the place we belong. Because this is a place that we belong individually to God, right? We also belong collectively. We are his people. And James, I think AA is built upon this verse. We not only belong to God, we belong to each other. Because God's the God of us all, right? He's all of our heavenly fathers. Jesus is all of our individual saviors, making us brothers and sisters, right? And this is a key component, and I think the AA groups get it, and sometimes the church don't. And I put some of that blame on myself. I think there's this false, like, slap a smile on before you come into church, right? We belong to each other. Along with belonging to God, we belong to each other. And the way the AA groups get it right and the church is sometimes misses it, is notice that. What's that first piece? What's that giant leap? What's that huge application for this Sunday? We come in here, we take our masks off, and we confess. Bringing John Huffman again. St. Andrews, SA Press, he would often say, I don't think it stands for St. Andrews Press, it stands for Sinners Anonymous. We can't really do that with PCC, I guess. Propitiation? No, I can't even think of a word. Okay. But you get it, right? That first step is essential in this room as well. The first step of AA, I am powerless. I need a higher power, otherwise I'm doomed. We come in here, we belong to each other, we take off our masks, we confess we're broken. We've got mess ups. Our hurts match your hurts. Well, I've quoted it a million times. Karl Barth says, the greatest moment of all human history wasn't the resurrection. All of human history was Jesus dying on the cross and his suffering meeting our suffering. His low going lower than our low could ever go, and deep crying to deep, and all of us uniting because we belong not only to the God who made us, we belong to the other creations of God that God made. Amen? And then what an amazing moment for mission. You can see God like putting in the chess pieces. What did Marcia plead with us to do? Pray. We got to take our masks off and stop faking it, meet on our hurt levels, and honestly say, I got your back praying. There was a famous evangelist, one of those big tent guys. His name was Ironsides. And often, and it happened more than once, be a tent packed with thousands and thousands of people. He would get up to the podium and there would be worship and they'd be doing all this singing and dancing and stuff. And he would get to the podium and he said, I don't feel enough prayer support in here. And he would leave. It's absolutely essential we pray for each other. Prayer isn't preparation for ministry. Prayer is ministry, right? When's the last time you prayed for the person to your right and to your left? And if it wasn't this week, in the words of that, who was the guy in Braveheart, the character, Jim? William Blake? Does anybody know? William Wallace. Oh, it wasn't even him. It was the other guy. It was like the emperor. One of the emperors goes, I'm on the wrong side. That will never happen again. Does anybody remember that part of the movie? Who was that guy? I think he was from France. That's my guess. Somebody go watch Braveheart and do the homework and come back to me. Just kidding. You don't have to do that. May we never be on the wrong side again. From here on out, commit to it and start with these new members. You guys are going to be more prayed for than any members ever in the history of Presbyterian Church of the Covenant, just because you joined today, and that's the application of this sermon. I think I've already just said everything. I said everything application-wise. I think we should just sit for a second, though, and let it sink in. Recognize the truth that God made you. And God doesn't make mistakes. Recognize the truth that God knows you better than you know yourself, better than you think you know yourself, better than your friends know you, better than your parents know you, better than anyone else knows you. God knows you. He knows your name. And in Hebrew word, in that, like that deep Old Testament roots, He knows your core. He knows your being. He knows your soul. And you are His. From here on out, commit to being real with the people in this room. When you hurt, let us know. When you got reasons to praise, let us know. From here on out, take a couple names and pray for them. Lift them up to God. Once a day, once a month, once a week, anything's better than nothing, right? And all God's people said, I don't have a bulletin. What's next? Yeah, song of response. Let's, if you need to stand, stand. If you don't, just sit. This hymn rules. Seated. As we continue in worship, now's the part of the service where we give back just a portion of that which He's so richly blessed us with. This morning's tithes, offerings, and gifts are now received.
They say that heaven's pretty and living here is too. But if they said that I would have to choose between the two, I'd go home, going home where I belong. Well, sometimes when I'm dreaming, it comes as no surprise. If you look, you'll see that homesick feeling in my eyes. I'm going home, going home where I belong. But while I'm here, I'll serve Him gladly, sing Him all these songs. I'm here.
Friend Amy is feeling a little under the weather, but she wrote this pastoral prayer, so I'm going to pray it. Would you pray with me? For God so loved you and me that He gave His only Son to us, so that whoever believes may have everlasting life, and a life that's worth living now. standing on God's faithful promise. Will you please pray with me? I guess we weren't praying yet. Now we're praying. Holy, merciful, and loving God, thank you for this beautiful day, for the breath in our lungs and our church family. Help us, Lord, to remember all the blessings you graciously provide and to live in a spirit of constant gratitude no matter our circumstances. Father God, we pray for a world in desperate need of you. We are in desperate need of you, whether we realize it or not. Come, Lord Jesus, and be among us. Accept our worship as pleasing and respond mercifully to our prayers. Lord, our heart breaks. Our hearts break for not one, but two mass shootings this week in Georgia and in Kentucky. We scream out to you, Lord, when will it be enough? Show us what we can to do to permanently stop these senseless mass shootings. We mourn with these communities for precious lives lost and pray for your hand of comfort for each one. We continue to lift up Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and the many wars and conflicts around the globe. We pray for your protection for innocent civilians, your provision, mercy, and compassion. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for your peace and an end to war. Merciful Father, the heat is almost unbearable in some places. We pray for the safety of those who are unhoused, those with physical jobs outdoors, and those who don't have proper cooling in their homes. Provide for their needs and their comfort until this heat wave subsides. Thank you, Lord, that you are our living water and a comfort in our times of need. Gracious God, we lift up the wildfires in the San Bernardino Mountains and ask that you would slow the winds and the flames, moving people out of harm's way. We pray, Lord, that you would protect and keep all the first responders that are handling the fires and keeping residents safe. Loving God, we pray for those in our midst who need you. May they experience a fresh touch from your Holy Spirit today and your hand of healing on their mind, body, and spirit, finding strength and peace in your presence. For those who are ill, we pray that you would restore their health and guide them in their challenges. For those who are grieving, we pray, Lord, for you to meet them in their pain and their sorrow and comfort them. May each one feel your very presence with them, lavished in your mercy and your grace. Lord Jesus, we pray for our church and our mission for this corner of your kingdom. We pray that your will would be done right here. Open our ears to hear and our eyes to see what you are doing. May your love and grace heal any divisions among us, uniting us in faith and purpose. Strengthen our leaders. May each of our leaders have wisdom and discernment as they nurture and guide us. May our church be a place of refuge, hope, and love in our community, reaching out to those in need and sharing the gospel message of your salvation. Use us, O Lord, that we may be faithful witnesses of your love in our community and beyond. May we find joy in serving you. We lift these spoken and unspoken prayers to you in the name of the Son of God, Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please stand with me and sing our closing hymn? What a friend we have in Jesus. Verses 1 and 3. Make sure these new members feel welcome, loved, and supported, right? And receive now this morning's benediction, and I hope to see you next week. But are you grateful?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know you belong?
Yes.
May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you, and may the peace of Christ, peace that passes all earthly understanding, guard your hearts and your minds today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, and forevermore. Let it be so. Amen.